when I was at Miami Lakes, I had a first grade teacher. She wouldn't speak to me. She was Caucasian. She was the chairperson for the first grade.
Okay.
She said that I was a racist. And why she said that was because I didn't associate with them in the lounge. I ate with my children.
You ate with your class.
Yes, I ate with my class.
But you'd always done that. That was always your practice.
Yes, but she didn't know that. She called me a racist. I had only one or two black in the class.
Okay.
And she would tell the parents that I shouldn't be teaching their children.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
There were about three of us black teacher that was there. Two in the first grade and one, I think, in fourth or fifth grade. All the other white, fine. And I would walk in and say, good morning. She would never say nothing to me. And so the black one would tell me, she said, why is it that you come in and say good morning and knowing too she's not going to say good morning to you? She said, you're wasting your breath. I said, this is just my upbringing to say good morning. Then she said that I was cheating on the test. So you know what I told the principal?
What?
I said to her, I said, please, I don't want to give the test, but I want to be in there while the test is being administered. I said, I'll pass out the pencils and the paper. Let somebody else do it. Do you know that my students that year scored higher than they ever scored on the test?
Wow. Right.
So then for Christmas, I went to the store and I bought beautiful scarves for everybody. And in our little room that we had, she took her gift and put it up on the shelf and never opened it. Never opened it. All the other teachers, they opened theirs and they wore their scarves. I kindly said to her at the end of the school year, and I saw it still there, I told her, I said, you know what? If you don't want it, I said, I have no problems taking it back. I said, you can just leave it on my desk and I'll accept it back. And I'll understand.
Exactly.
I'll understand you. And she put it back. She put it on my desk. But I said, I'll understand.
You gave her a way out.
Yes. You know what? People have different personalities. And, you know, you can't change a person. They have to want a change. Who am I? I can't make nobody do anything. I can try to show them how or help them. And, you know, if I can't help you, I will not hurt you in no way. I promise you that. I don't care how much negative things are in them. There is some good in everybody, every race of people.